Welcome to the Trochia podcast series.
If we reduce the mandate for Christian living down to just one word, the word would have to be love. Love is the fabric that the Christian life is woven of. Love is the catalyst that God uses to change the world through us. And while we're called generally to love, we seem to be called specifically to show our love by serving those in need. That's how we show the love of Christ. I really appreciate the passage in Matthew 25 where Jesus said, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." And that passage is where this following poem came from. The least of these. I know that look, the look of pain. I've seen it time and time again in the eyes of children on the street and people who just need to eat. I've seen it on the tired and old whose lives were spent on fool's gold, and lonely people everywhere who simply want someone to care. It's the face of poverty and need, of famine, flood, and tyrant's greed. The face which haunts me in the night, and even in the broad daylight, imploring me to stop and care. Instead, I pass and blindly stare ahead to comfort and security, and away from those who so need me. My pristine little world is safe from homeless beggar and starving waif, but not from God, whom I asked in, whose voice I hear above the din, who pierces hardened hearts like mine, melts the ice of stubborn minds, and calls me to reach out and care for those in need and in despair. For Jesus feels every tear. He knows each pain and every fear, those with hunger, heartache, and disease. Jesus knows the least of these. So if I turn my back on them, I have in fact done so to him. For only by the way I care can people know that God is there. Lord, break my heart and bend my knees, that I may love the least of these.
Thanks for listening. We at Trochia are committed to helping you grow in Christ. Please join us at trochia.org. That's T-R-O-C-H-I-A.org, where you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, find blogs, videos, Bible study lessons, and more podcasts, all dedicated to Christian discipleship. And make sure to like our Trochia Facebook page to receive short daily devotionals. Be encouraged as our Lord's grace and peace goes with you.